Starting to feel like spring out there, which is probably the impetus for this message, probably where it kind of comes from. Today, as your pastor, I want to talk to you about the importance of being refreshed and renewed and revitalized, right? All good words. One of the goals of our board, right? Our board met in January. We determined three goals that we really wanted to work through for the year. One of them was around the mental health needs of our church as we kind of exit a major pandemic. What was something none of us had ever experienced before, right? So concerned about our mental health through that. Earlier this month, many church members, many leaders did a two-part seminar training on mental health first aid. So it was a way for all of us to freshen up, have a greater, hopefully, awareness of the signs when we start to experience, when those we love start to experience. Last month, I spoke about grief and what that's like, and because that's a part of this process. Today, I want to talk about renewal and the need for renewal. Because renewal is remarkably important. You need to be renewed. Because you're wearing down, right? You feel that? You're wearing down. And sometimes you're working too much, or you're worrying too much, or you're not getting enough sleep. And so the Apostle Paul, he speaks very clearly to the issue. He's talking to the Christians in Corinth, in the letter of Corinthians. And here's his metaphor. He gives a metaphor. He says, you know what? You're like jars of clay. You are jars of clay. Jars of clay are very fragile, very brittle at times. And so in Paul's day, clay jars, they were kind of like Tupperware for us today, right? Like how we use Tupperware, they use jars of clay. They put everything in jars of clay, water, wine, food, goods, items. Some time ago when we found the Dead Sea Scrolls, which was a collection of ancient, both Christian and Jewish scrolls, we found those scrolls in jars of clay in a cave. Some preserved, some no longer preserved. And so Paul says, don't lose heart. Can you say that with me? Don't lose heart, right? Don't lose heart, because here's the facts. We are wasting away outwardly. Yes? But inwardly, we are being renewed day by day in our faith. Day by day. And so Paul is saying, look, here in life you got two choices to make. You got two choices. Each day when you get up, there are two realities that actually exist within you. Two realities. On the one hand, time is obviously running down on your body. Right? Friends, when people say things like, you look really good for your age, there's your sign. Right? Like it's starting to kind of happen. So on one hand, Paul's kind of pointing out, look, some of the parts, they ain't running at 100% anymore, or 90 or 80 or 70 or at all. On the other hand, you and I, Paul, we have souls inside of us. We are these soulish people. We contain the eternalness of God within us. And that's just getting bigger and bigger and better and better. And the closer that we get to heaven, we're growing in our faith, and the spirit person is enlarging. You know, I might have in the last year put a little bit of weight on just because I'm trying to make space for that spirit man inside of me, right? Spirit man's just expanding. My wife and daughter will live with me here in about 3 weeks. They're finally going to be moving in, and I'm sure they'll have something to say about my ever expansive, you know, maybe help me kind of shrink down a little if I know my wife. So Paul says that's where your focus needs to be. If you want joy, focus on that spirit person inside of you. Be encouraged. Take heart. Fix your eyes on that each morning, right? Friends, I don't know how you're doing this morning. We don't get to have preliminary check-ins here, but I want to encourage you. I want each of you to be encouraged this morning. And I would love for each of you to be refreshed, renewed, and revitalized, right? Refreshed, renewed, revitalized. Because life, as Paul says, it presses in on us, doesn't it? We have difficulties press in from all sides, but that which is within you is greater than that which seeks to destroy you. That's good news. Now, because of that, you might need to make a decision today. And then as a result of making that decision, you may need to do some things that this week are going to help you begin to feel more refreshed, revitalized, renewed. Church, I got news. Like, renewal takes work. It takes work. It takes fresh thoughts. It might take some fresh actions. You know, I try to do my best work up here, right? Like, I try to do my best work, but honestly, you and I, we're just a little bit on a motivational basis, right? Like, I'm here to help kind of motivate you in your faith and in actions and in life. I'm not going to show up at your house at 6 a.m. in the morning and be like, hey, you told me at church you wanted to change some things, and so I'm here. Get out of bed. Let's get going. I'm probably not going to text you like at 2 p.m. every day and say, hey, you said 2 p.m. you wanted to do this, and so I'm just kind of reminding you. Like, I'm not going to do that. Now, Marsha, on the other hand, Marsha takes this pastoring thing to the next level when it comes to things like that. So I'm just warning y'all. Today, I want you to consider some ways in your life to become refreshed, renewed, and revitalized, because you need it. You need it. Regardless of where you're at in life, you need it. You need to continually find ways to love the life that you've been given. Right? Your life is, God gave you a great blessing. And so in order to keep that attitude, you got to feed your soul in order to kind of fight the effects of the hardships of life, because life is hard. So allow me to motivate you towards renewal through some suggestions now. And if that doesn't work, through suggestions, I'm going to send Marsha. You don't want that. Okay. All right, so as we begin to find our new normal, right, like this COVID thing, it's beginning to finally kind of wind down. We know that some of you, you know, you've been here for a year now. Some of you are beginning to come out of isolation, you know, because of this. I just have to start by saying we all need to be renewed through relationships. Get renewed through relationships. Which also happens to be one of our board's goals, you know, that we determined in January, is that we might develop better relationships here as a church, because of COVID, we got kind of distant, and so we're trying to come back together. In the last month, it's been so exciting. In the last month, I've had people come up and say to me, Pastor Jim, we haven't been here for 2 years, right? And we're beginning, we're kind of feeling like we're going to come around a little bit more, right? Which is good. It's good. If you feel that's you're feeling safer to be able to do that, that's fantastic. Because here's the truth. The truth is we need one another. We need each other. We need to encourage one another. That's a part of a faith-based relationship, is encouragement. We need real relationships where we can learn to trust people and to help one another and to grow in that way. So how about this? Here's an idea around relationships. What if you asked two or three guys, two or three girls to meet with you for coffee or for lunch once a week, right? Maybe you're checking in for breakfast. Maybe you're checking in for lunch. Or maybe it's not once a week. Maybe it's once a month. Like, you know, on the third Thursday, you're going to meet for breakfast, these folks. And you're just checking in with each other. How you doing? You're sharing maybe one thing. What's God doing? What's God doing in your life these days? Or what's God doing in the life of your family these days? How do you see God working? Or we've got upper rooms down the hallway. They're Methodist devotionals. Grab an upper room, meet, have breakfast, read that day's passage and devotion. What did that mean to you? Here's what it meant to me. when you develop relationships in this way, you're going to be amazed how much better you feel after having that kind of connection with someone else that's supporting you in your life in faith. I've got two different pastor groups that I meet with. They're kind of different groups of pastors. Last week, I met three United Methodist pastors. They're in this area, Jeff City, Lake of the Ozarks, here. We met at Panera by the Lake. And it was great. Like, we just caught up, and we caught up on matters related to faith and our families and to pastoring. Friends, we all kind of need that. We all kind of need that. So ask for it. And possibly put a limit on it, right? I mean, I really think that's the secret today with a lot of people, the busyness of life, things like that. You know, people need to know, I'm not committing to this for life. It's 3 weeks. It's three lunches. It's 4 weeks, or it's once a month for 3 months. So think about how to get renewed through relationships, because we all secretly starve for them, whether we want to admit it or not. Once you've done that, think about this. Think about getting renewed through exercise. A little different, right? Get renewed through exercise. You know, Jesus didn't talk much about exercise because he was walking 20 miles between towns every other day, you know, from Jerusalem to Galilee to Bethlehem. He didn't jump in a cab. He didn't take a car. And he sure didn't stop at McDonald's between, right? He wasn't eating a Big Mac and fries. They were eating fish and pita bread and things like that. If you want to stay refreshed, renewed and revitalized, and stay active. Jars of clay stay stronger when they get regular exercise, is the metaphor, right? Now, if you're younger and you want to go crazy, right? You're in your 20s, you're in your 30s, you're maybe entering your 40s. I remember those days. Go big, do the same. Go big or go home. If that's what you want to do, go big or go home. Join your crazy CrossFit gym, right? Do your 200 burpees at 4 a.m. Do your 100 up-downs. Take the 75-pound tractor tire and flip it length over end over a football field. Like, you do your thing. Now, for those of you whose jars of clay are becoming a little more brittle in life, right? I like to kind of teach the opposite. Like, go little or go home. Go little or go home. And here's what I mean. As we age, the key is don't become inactive. Don't become inactive. Do a little in the morning and do a little in the afternoon. Friends, like a walk around the block or two laps around the block, that's better than no walk at all, right? Get that activity. Doing light weights, like 5-pound dumbbell weights, like doing the light weights, that's better than no weights at all. You are thinking about planting a garden this year. It was so much work. Your tomatoes died by the middle of June, but it's still good exercise, right? To get out there, to plant that garden. So do that. Think about that. Friends, the body is the temple for the soul. I mean, you've heard that before, right? The body's temple for the soul. There's a connection. There's a body-soul connection. And to oftentimes neglect one is to neglect the other. Did you know that here at First United Methodist Church, we have an exercise group that meets 3 times a week, right? They meet in the gym Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9:30 a.m., and they walk the gym, do some exercises. So that's a great opportunity. Did you know that we have pickleball now on Tuesday nights? If you want something like a little more sports-oriented, you can come to pickleball on Tuesday. It's kind of like tennis, but not quite that intense. It's what we call low impact. Never mind the fact that I ripped my Achilles tendon out playing low-impact pickleball like 3 years ago. Here's what I'm going to tell you. If you don't play the game like it's Wimbledon every time you play, right? Like, if you don't, like, win at all costs, that's not going to happen to you, right? Was kind of the lesson that I learned. The point is this: we all need exercise these days to get renewed, some light exercise to feel revitalized. So think about that. Is there like a gentler, better way to get some, to keep the body going? Also, think about getting renewed by combining nature with prayer and meditation. Nature, prayer, meditation, mixing these things together. It's like a cocktail, if you will, except it calms your brain without killing brain cells, right? It's a better mixture of things to do for you. The outdoors, it's my other sanctuary. It's my other sanctuary. And those of you who know what I mean, you know what I mean. And those of you who don't, like, you don't. It's not, it doesn't speak to you, right? I experience the peace of God when I am in nature. My favorite place to pray and to meditate is next to a bubbling stream, right? Like a bubbling brook. I love that. This week, we've got a pop-up camper. I'm taking it to a campground. It's near the Buffalo River, right? It's in Arkansas. I found this perfect campground not far from the Buffalo. It's got Wi-Fi. It's got cell signal. It's, right? The most important things you need when you're in the great outdoors is Wi-Fi and cell signal. And I blame this on Eric Adams. Eric Adams, he took his family. They went to Arkansas and they did a state park. I think over spring break, wasn't it spring break? And they posted all their pictures, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's just beautiful. I got to get to Arkansas. So I'm blaming it on the Adams family. Yep. So I'll spend just the next week there, and what I'll do is I'll plan 3 months of sermons. I don't write them all out, but I kind of know, you know, my title and my theme and my scripture, and so I get kind of that 3-month calendar laid out. And at the same time, while I'm out there, like, I'm going to do some hiking, I'm going to do some kayaking, some fishing, some praying, some meditating. Like, I like to combine it all, because when I sit down, when I'm like, okay, God, like, I want to help encourage the body of Christ over the next 3 months. Like, what is it? Help me understand what it is. Like, for me, being in that nature space, that's as close to God and the voice of God, and I just hear from Him better. And before I plan sermons like that, I want to be refreshed and renewed in my mind and my soul. And the best way I can do that is by trees and streams. By trees and streams. Now, I need the Wi-Fi signal to do the research, right? So I need I need the cell phone signal in case the church burns down, and Marcia says, "Hey, you know, get on back." And so that's why. Now, if you're like Eric and I, then you experience a renewed spirit. You need to get outdoors. You need to do it. And so when are you going to do it? When's your next trip, your day trip, or your overnight trip? Do you have some things you need to pray about? And you know you just need to get away, and you need to get into that space to pray. Have you just been anxious lately? And you need to step away. You need to still your heart, right? Friends, I try to do this type of retreat. I try to do it almost kind of quarterly, because I know I will need the renewal. I just know I'm going to need it. That's been the process of my life, is just I kind of wear myself down and then go away and get renewed, and wear myself down and go and get renewed. And so I just know I need to put it on the calendar, because if I want to stay refreshed, renewed, revitalized as a pastor, that's what I need to do. So maybe you do too. I'll challenge you with that. Last thing I'll mention is to get renewed through your reading of the scriptures. To engage the scriptures maybe a little bit differently, right? I've found that reading the scriptures for renewal for me, it's different than just kind of reading it in my devotional time or just because I'm supposed to. And I really figured this out. It was just a couple years ago I figured out I've got to start to read them to experience them differently. And here's the problem. Here's the challenge for me, because I've got all this wonderful additional education as a pastor. They put us through this 4 years of extra school. They call it seminary. And they kind of train you in a good way, but sometimes not an overly helpful way. Right? where I kind of question everything I read all the time. Like I'm reading it, and I'm asking myself, like, do I really understand what's being said here? Do I understand the context? Do I understand historically what's happening? Do I understand the language? What's happening in the language? And then I question them. I'm like, do they know what they're talking about? Like, they don't understand science, and they don't understand how the world, all the changes. And so then I question it from sometimes that. My brain just gets going. So a great example of this very thing you can find in our responsive reading today, right? Our responsive reading, Barb did it for us at the very beginning. It came from Psalm 91. Psalm 91 is a psalm of protection. It's a psalm of protection. It says this, right? Maybe you caught this. I don't know if you caught this or not. It says, if you say the Lord is my refuge, and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent. Now, I don't know how you read that, but when I read that, what I hear is that the psalmist is saying, look, if you believe in the strength of God, if you believe that he will protect you, then nothing bad will ever happen to you. Right? You won't get cancer. You won't have a car accident. You won't lose one of your kids or a family member that you love, right? Which, I have to say, from my experience, I don't know if I completely believe that to be true. That just because you believe means you're safe from all of life's hurts and harms. Because I know a lot of really good people, a lot of really faithful people that love the Lord who experience some hardships and got hurt. And a great story within the Bible, like how the Bible kind of addresses this within the Bible, is the story of Job. Job was a great man, a God-fearing man, loved the Lord, and still everything went wrong in his life. He lost everyone that he loved. And his friends even came to him. His friends were like, Job, what'd you do wrong? Like, you obviously sinned against God. And Job's like, no, I've been faithful, right? And so, you know, I read things like that, and I'm like, well, what are they talking about exactly? And yet, here's what I recognize, and here's where I'm going with this. My spirit man within me, and spirit woman, spirit man within you, right? It needs the encouragement of Psalm 91. I love Psalm 91. I love the attitude and the courage of the psalmist that wrote that, right? And so, when I need renewal in my life, I need that kind of voice to rally what has become a bruised, broken, tired man. Am I back? Okay, thank you. I went away, right? Because that's what happens, right? You just fade out. Just fade out like that is exactly what happens. And so what I need is I need that voice to rally me and to pick me up off the ground and to renew my mic. And here's what Psalm 91 says. Once again, now think about this instead of from this questioning it perspective. Think about it from the renewed, refreshed perspective. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. Like, do you feel that? Do you feel the courage and the strength that comes from that voice? Folks, people who were inspired by God wrote down the inspired word of God so that you might be renewed and refreshed and revitalized. And so read it that way. Receive it that way. Tell God you need to be renewed by the power of his word. Open it up. Read the Psalms and the prophets. Read Jesus and be encouraged in your spirit. So friends, that's just a handful of ways that you can be refreshed, renewed, revitalized. There are many other ways, right? You know this. You know this. There are many other ways. Some of you are music people, right? Music people. And so music people, how do you get renewed and revitalized? Through listening to music for your soul. Some of you are helpers. You love to help other people, and maybe you haven't done that in a while, and yet that is so deeply a part of your faith. So get out there and help somebody in that way. Some of you are sewers, and you're quilters, and your woodworkers, and on and on and on. My point is this. This is the take home to this. Listen closely, right? This is my point. The faith person is a whole person who consists of many parts. Pay attention to those things in your life that feed the faith person, that help renew the faith person. Because life has a way of pressing in on us and stressing us and scaring us and exhausting us and wearing us down. But just like Paul said, right? This is what Paul said. We do not lose heart. Say that again with me. We do not lose heart, right? Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweigh them all. So we fix our eyes on not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is just temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. As I bring this to a close, I love what Paul's doing here, what I think Paul's doing here. It's almost like Paul, he's speaking from this eternal perspective instead of his current perspective. Because his current perspective is probably prison, right? Like he went to jail for his faith, and so he's probably writing from prison. And it's like Paul can see himself 500 years into the future. 500 years later, he can see his heavenly self, right? Which made doing the hard thing and the right thing in the moment easier. It made it easier. Prioritizing your renewal of faith, that's the right thing to do. That's the right thing to do. And if you could sit with your eternal self, your 500 years in the future self, that's what you would tell you to. You would tell yourself, this is vitally important to be refreshed, renewed, revitalized. So what do you need to do this week? When I wrote this, I was thinking about my teachers, right? My teachers, you're getting to the end of the school year. You're almost there. What plans do you need to make this week in order to feel refreshed, renewed, and revitalized? Make it a priority. Make it a priority, because if you don't make it a priority, I'm going to send Marsha. She will help you make it a priority. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. Lord, life, it does. It wears down on us. And sometimes it's seasons of life. You know, sometimes somebody's in a really hard season. Sometimes you're not. Sometimes, you know, you are. You're able to kind of feel refreshed, renewed, revitalized. But the stress, the fear, sometimes the loneliness, it weighs on us. And it presses in on us. And so, Lord, Holy Spirit, would you fall upon us? Would you give us a sense of being refreshed, renewed, revitalized? Help us to know what we must do in order to receive more of that. Because, Lord, we want to give you all the good stuff. We want to give the church the good stuff. We want to give work and friends and family the good stuff. We can't give them the good stuff if we're not taking the time that we need to get the good stuff, to be refreshed and renewed and revitalized. Lord, help us in this. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.